Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
AdmiralOmaha.com for tickets to live show tonight, the Admiral in Omaha. Doors at 6, show at 7. Some podcasting from all the guys in the show, comedy from Nick and Gary Curtis and Cameron Logston and Tyler Walsh and Zach Peterson. And, it's going to be a fun show. And it's, you got to be 18 to get in, 21 and over can drink. Because there'll be some words said on stage. If you're 17, you can't handle, apparently. You know.
Oh, we got a long email from the escort lady we were going back and forth with yesterday. We'll probably read that tonight.
Yes, we will read that tonight.
The long form.
And if you can't make it, it'll still be a podcast. And it'll be available on podcast. Plus, is this an old school, somebody spelled out help on a beach?
Yeah.
How'd they get stranded on a beach?
I believe these guys were out fishing and...
Was it a deserted island? Because you just land on a beach, you just walk to the road and hitchhike somewhere.
These men were three dudes fishing the waters around Pikelet Atoll, part of Micronesia. We're familiar with Micronesia from Cameron. It's where his family's from.
That's right.
But remember, it's just a giant collection of islands out in the middle of the Pacific.
Right.
Lots of tiny little islands.
He said nobody's in that
probably
on half of them.
Easy to get lost.
Well, yeah. And so they're on a 20-foot open skiff caught by swells. Outboard motor was damaged, so they're just drifting.
Right.
And
that's not a very big boat for the ocean.
No. And so they find their way to this little deserted island, and I guess they were there for like a week.
Really?
Surviving on coconut water, and they found some sort of small freshwater well.
No fish? They do the Tom Hanks Castaway stuff? What?
Wilson!
No. It didn't sound like it
somebody
from what
bang
I heard.
Wilson? Oh, that's the Family Guy.
That's Peter who took care
Peter
of Wilson.
Peter bang Wilson, right.
They may have been able to do some fishing. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they did the old school. They spelled out help in palm fronds.
Oh, I could see it. Yeah,
on the beach.
I'm looking at it right now.
And it worked?
At
7 days later, yes, it worked.
What did they do for 7 days?
Ate coconut meat.
Yeah.
Which is delicious when it's fresh.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah, if you look at the map to this.
Do you think the two of them had sex and said, oh, they found us. Oh, well, no. Let's not talk about that again.
Come back tomorrow.
No, just dudes, though. You know, we probably could have waited longer than 7 days.
What movie premise are you lifting there?
Could have.
Or is that a joke?
No, it's just, I'm just picturing two or three guys out there, no women, and the two guys have sex. And they go, we thought we'd be here forever.
We got rescued.
Now we're just gay for a day.
I wonder what albums they had with them.
Your Desert Island 5. Yeah. So, I mean, their home island.
It's really just whatever you end up with.
Why is it got to be a desert island?
You weren't planning on it being Elton John's Greatest Hits Volume 2.
By the way, it's just always a desert island.
Well, because you don't want to be trapped on a cold island. If you're going to be on an island, you want it to be a tropical desert island.
That's not desert. That's tropics.
All right. But
I thought it was just a deserted island.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
But the island where they were from was over 100 miles from where they ended up.
Got it. All right.
And luckily, you know, they didn't return from the fishing trip. Their family reported them missing, so they started looking. But this article here, it says, it's difficult to overstate how remote this island is. Part of the Federated States of Micronesia, Pacific Nation, between the Philippines and Hawaii, that's made up of more than 600 scattered islands across 2.5 million square kilometers of ocean.
Yeah, so, that's a lot to patrol.
Yeah. I saw this on the news this morning. They talked to the helicopter pilots that found them.
Right.
And they said, luckily, the palm fronds spelling out help from a couple thousand feet up, they could see it.
Yeah.
And they were lucky enough to find these guys.
Do you think that's them?
Yeah.
But if you keep,
should we check that out?
Yeah.
No.
If you keep scrolling down, the you could see a wide angle shot of this island. It's just a little tiny spit.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, and you're right. People, we always think you could be found. They could fly around for years and not find that island, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely couldn't land a plane on it, Nick.
Oh, Nick.
No.
Yeah.
You couldn't land.
Well, who went and got them then? If they didn't helicopter land, or they called a boat and went over there?
I think, yeah, they've called somebody and they've went and got them. But the crazy part is this very same island 4 years ago had three other dudes stranded on it.
But did they survive?
Am I looking at a picture of it? Looks like they built a shed too? A covering?
Probably slapped up a little lean-to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably had some stuff on the boat that they could use for supplies to make.
Did they
a little
find
shelter.
Skates?
And they had fishing poles.
And they found skates probably in a UPS bag.
Right.
When UPS, it was
FedEx.
Yeah.
FedEx.
Yeah.
FedEx.
Yeah. UPS said no.
They did say no.
So if one of them had an abscess tooth,
which
at least they
dumb.
Had something to knock it out with.
Which was dumb that UPS said no. Just like it was dumb that Eminem said no to ET.
Oh,
yeah. Little known fact there.
They say the help sign was crucial to them finding them in a search area that covered over 103,000 square miles.
She spelled out, we're not having gay sex down here. If you're thinking that, spell that out. Whatever you think, we're not having gay sex down here.
Straight guys with an arrow.
Oh, it says the Navy.
We probably could have waited a couple of days. They found us. We shouldn't have had sex. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you guys want to go get stranded again?
You didn't come here to fish, did you?
One guy wanted sex the second day. You know, we're going to die, guys. Let's have sex. It's just 2 days, dude.
Just touch it.
Okay, on the third day, we're touching. Then we'll see what happens.
Oh, man.
We don't see a plane by the fourth day. I'm, you're a power bottom.
On the seventh day, God created butt.
I guess it took rescuers a while to find it because, it was a Navy fighter pilot jet that saw them and said that the jet dropped them just what they call survival packs to the three men. I'm sure it's some sort of basic, supply kits.
Right.
And then radioed back their location.
What albums?
Doesn't say.
Doesn't say what albums they
doesn't
dropped.
Doesn't say.
I'd have trouble finding five. I don't know what I would do. Probably just some. For me, it'd be memories. Nothing. I wouldn't be any. Wouldn't be anybody's new album,
You'd want a variety of genres.
Yeah. You'd want five different varieties of genres so you wouldn't get tired of everything, right?
There's no need for two AC/DC albums.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got three or four that are solid on the list. That fifth one's
for me, they're memory albums. Because you're going to be dying on this island anyway, so you want stuff you can just remember the good times.
Well, yeah, one's the Les Mis soundtrack.
God, well, and by the way, now we know who's the power bottom on the island. It'd be Nick.
Well, and the first human sacrifice,
especially when he's playing Les Mis.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Thunder Road, it's got to be
If you're
going to
kill me, just please play Empty Chairs at Empty Tables after you do.
See, we don't know what that means.
It's a sad song about death.
We don't know what that means. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Somebody out there might.
I would just want all albums that are good top to bottom, no skip, The whole thing is great.
For you.
Yeah, for me.
For you. I mean, these are all personal things.
Right.
Yeah.
And greatest hits albums are not allowed.
Doesn't count.
No.
In my scenario, you can't have, you got to pick an album. No.
Not even James Taylor?
Nope.
No.
Although that's a great album.
But Bob Marley Legend, I might make an exception.
Is that a greatest hits?
It is, but it's like it's required owning. You got to have, like.
But Todd made the rule.
I know. And I'm generally with him.
Todd rules, and he eats boogers, too.
But I don't know that Bob Marley Legend counts.
Did.
Stopped at six. Did you read the rest of the story?
Where, six boogers or six years age?
6 years of age. The petty officer who rescued these guys.
You can't eat seven boogers.
One of the first rescuers was Petty Officer Second Class Eugene Halicius or something like
you
that.
You nailed that.
He spoke Micronesian.
Okay.
And he found out one of the guys that was stranded was related to him. So the rescuer rescued someone who was a relative.
Whoa.
Very unlikely.
Yeah.
There might be a small gene pool in Micronesia.
He knows I had butt sex. I know that guy. Yeah. He's looking at me weird. He knows I
Micronesia.
He's the cousin. He hates seeing at Thanksgiving. He goes to rescue him. He's like, damn it.
Yeah.
Micronesia is very, it's like Omaha. It's full of cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Cameron told us that.
He was third cousin.
Right.
Well, it looks like it took
surprise.
Him.
Yeah, Cameron can't bang anybody
It took
there.
Him a day or two to get a boat out there because it says on the second day they flew another plane over and dropped a radio down to him. And, you know, so they were able to radio, hey, we're fine, we're good. And then they finally got a, because there's no way they could land a helicopter or a plane on
some
that
guy. Some guy
island.
Snuck out there and put tomorrow at the end of help. Help tomorrow. I almost talked him into it. Later on this afternoon.
Did they send it to their favorite station when they dropped the radio and cranked it up and tore the knob off?
Not that kind of radio, Tom.
That's
they
it.
Sent it to their brothers in rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for two,
there's good ESPN micro islands, their draft coverage. Like, oh, good. We're not falling behind.
Right.
What are the odds of, you know, two groups of dudes being lost on that same tiny little island in the middle of nowhere?
I think that island's haunted. It's got some sort of pull, like the Bermuda Triangle.
Maybe the currents go right towards that island, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, 4 years apart.
Yeah.
Two boats full of dudes stranded on that same nothing little island.
I'm always surprised that these deserted islands have turntables on them.
I know. All of them do. Yeah.
Good speakers. You got to have good speakers,
too. Well, there was a turntable on Gilligan's Island. He made it. He made
it. The professor.
Yeah, professor made
it. How did he power it?
I don't know. You see
crank.
It.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, like plugged it into a potato and, you know, ran it from
I don't know.
Power.
Yeah, but it was built like it was made out of wicker. I remember that. Like whenever you got on the a lot of that is a documentary.
They should make a solar powered turntable so you could bring your albums to a deserted island.
Well, you would want that in your survival kit.
You got to keep them out of the sun. No, they warp, man.
Yep,
they really warp. You know.
So. Oh yeah, the heat and the salt air might be bad for the vinyl.
Hopefully, the Les Mis warps first. Right. So.
You'd have to hire a Sherpa to carry 200 pounds of vinyl for you.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to
everybody gets their own five.
Deserted island.
Everybody gets their own five.
Right. I'm too weak and feeble to carry my own vinyl, I'm going to need the Sherpa or the desert island equivalent of a Sherpa.
Nick, you don't want more than one Kiss album, so what would it be? Alive 2?
Yeah. Yep. Does a double album count? Is one or two?
That counts as one.
Then I'd go.
I'm go with
two.
That.
Not the Elder.
Yeah.
Just
Alive
the
too.
Elder.
Okay.
Just to piss everybody else off.
If there's gonna be one guy on the island who would take five albums that you knew would just piss off everybody else on the island,
no, I like Alive
that
too.
Would be you.
Yeah.
Would be Nick.
I can dig.
Brought
Kiss.
Sonic Boom.
I can dig Kiss. Alive 2, I love it.
You only have the Peter Criss solo album.
Yeah.
I'd bring a Metallica record, but it'd be Saint Anger.
Yeah.
Lame is Alive 2. That's two. What's your next three?
Oh,
that's some lame ass country guy, I'm sure. Oh no, Beastie Boys album, right?
I probably would.
Bob Paul's,
maybe
License to Ill.
No.
I'd probably take maybe their new one, the Hot Sauce Committee Part 2.
Oh,
that's a great album.
Oh, you're older than you.
And I haven't listened to that one as much. If you're going to be on the album, do you want to hear something that you've heard over and over and over?
Yeah, because that's what you... Yeah.
You know the words.
Yeah.
You want something familiar.
Yeah, I want something that's going to make me think of home and good memories. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What album is Sabotage on? Somehow I never
get... Communication.
Yeah, I never get tired of that song.
No, that's great. That's a great song.
I know
seeing you're a big Beastie Boy fan. That's why
that video pop up of them playing that on Letterman.
Really?
Just blowing the roof off the place.
Nice.
I think they did it live on SNL too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them,
those guys are super talented.
One of them was planned where Elvis Costello, 99, and stops him, and he takes over and starts singing. They play with him.
Yeah,
I love that.
They're great.
I love that. Elvis Costello is one of my favorites. Anyway, I actually might one of those albums might be on there actually. All right.
That's gonna haunt me forever.
My aim is true. Might actually be on that list there for me. Elvis Costello.
Yeah, and I probably put something stupid like Royal Highness by the Cottonmouth Kings.
You get tired of that,
bah,
too.
Bah, bah. Yeah.
I mean, I would be like Master of Puppets, Thunder Road, you know, ones that are just great, solid, yeah, top-to-bottom albums for me, you know?
You had me at bottom, by the way, yeah. While you're the bottom.
I know I've got you at bottom.
All right.
I don't,
you'd
that's
be stuck
not
with
news.
Some dweeb that brought, like, the best speeches of the 20th century.
Or some dweeb that brought Les Mis. What are you talking about? Jesus.
I got to figure out what cookies I'm going to bring to this island before I start sorting out the albums.
Oh, that's one of the questions. Somebody wants to know your cookies tonight, by the way. But you got to keep them guessing, Todd.
No, we can't.
I'm guessing that crowd might not be into that list.
Well, yeah, if you mention all five, then we don't even come in on Monday.
No.
Right.
No.
Then it's done.
Yeah. or we don't come back after this break. Mention them now.
That'd be funny. Be like,
all right.
Yeah, Todd, tell me what happened. Todd named all of his five cookies.
No, someday. Someone from HR is going to come in and say, you should do that cookie list tomorrow.
It'll be the last day.
Yeah.
Come on back.